At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Well, today we're going to talk about restaurant meals under 500 calories. So you can dine out, eat well, and kind of stay slim. That's according to Hungry Girl, which I didn't know who this was. Lisa Lillian?
Yeah, I love her recipes. I go online and get some of her recipes that cut calories. They're really good.
Well, she had a really good article in Redbook. We love Redbook. I mean, we seem to be learning a lot about things. So I'm just going to read a little bit about what she's learned, and then we're going to talk about some restaurants around town, well, actually around the country that you can visit, that you can actually have really healthy meals that really are good and, you know, can,
yeah,
and that just are low in calories.
And some of them you wouldn't even think are low in calories.
Absolutely. So here's what Lisa has to say. She said she calls them scoring a guilt-free meal. I start by looking up nutritional information before I go. Most chains provided online. We know that. We've talked about that before.
Make your decision before you walk
in. You actually make your plan. Here's what I'm going to do. And you and I have actually done that. And then we've gone in and we've said, okay, I want to get that. You get that. And then we share it also, which is even better because then you get a little bit of both. But even if the details aren't available, this is what she says, there are plenty of clues on the menu. Look for the healthy terms like steamed, baked, broiled, and grilled. And don't be lured into options that say fried, breaded, creamy, or crunchy. That usually implies it's fried. Absolutely.
And you can ask them to substitute. If it says fried, you can ask them to bake it or grill it or do something different.
And I know we've talked about healthy dining, but we haven't really talked about going out and doing that. So we've talked about getting extra veggies instead of the starch and things like that. But we're actually going to talk about some restaurants that actually have great food, under 500 calories, and you get to stay on that slimming diet that you're on.
Yeah.
Well, not that you personally are on, but
well, so Chipotle is a good is a great one. So you think of that as being high fat and those giant burritos, but you can actually go in there and get a chicken, pinto bean, tomato salsa, and fajita veggie salad without the dressing for 345 calories. You just want to avoid the salt-laden tortilla chips and
all the cheeses and the sour cream.
Yeah, but it's very flavorful. And if you've got those fajita veggies on top of the romaine lettuce, you've got a nice healthy meal and you're under 500 calories.
Well, and I know my daughter gets the burrito bowl, and she gets, she gets it without the burrito in the bowl, and then she gets with the chicken and some of the other healthy things. So hers might be a little bit more calories than that because she likes the things, but she'll ask them for like the dressing on the side, which then you just use a little bit of it because she likes the flavor of the the guacamole or avocado and a little bit of the
sour cream.
Yeah,
you can put a little dressing on there and just add a few calories as long as you don't dump the whole thing on there. But yeah, it's really healthy.
Well, and it's funny because mentioned Chipotle, and that's my daughter's probably one of her all-time favorites. Panera is her other favorite. She loves to go there with her dad.
Yeah.
It's like, where are you going to lunch?
Panera's good.
We're going to Panera. Well, you like something there, and it's the same thing she likes. What is that you like there? That chicken?
I like their
turkey or chicken? What is it?
Yeah. Well, they've got the I actually like their black bean soup, too, which is really low in calories.
That vegetarian black bean soup? Well, the other thing that's low in calories there is their chicken noodle soup. I think they have one of the best chicken noodle soups.
They do,
it's like 120 calories.
If you're getting a small cup and you're not getting in it, don't get anything in a bread bowl, people.
Oh, no.
That's where they get you. Nothing in a bread bowl.
No.
It's an entire loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's probably like 800 calories for the bowl.
Yeah, but if you're just getting the cup or the bowl of soup, yeah, it's very reasonable. But then they also have that the pick two menu, which has some good options, like the roasted turkey and avocado BLT. You get that with a half of a classic cafe salad with the Asian sesame vinaigrette.
I love
and you're under
that
500 calories.
That Asian sesame vinaigrette.
That is really good. Yeah,
it's very very good. Mm-hmm. Well, I've loved Panera forever, and except I also like their kind of like crunchy. You know what, that little bagel thing that has all
the one with
cinnamon
all the
crunchy.
Cinnamon, that's delicious, and the shortbread cookies, we do not recommend if you're trying to stay under 500 calories.
But. No, but maybe we got one and split it in four pieces.
And it was cheat day. It was a meal replacement.
We do like, that's it, meal replacement. Cheat day. Oh, another great place to go is, it's a chain, but it's really, I think Red Lobster has quality food. I never thought that before, but I've been there several times. Again, on cheat day, Cheddar Bay Biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
And they bring you a whole basket, and then if you even ask for more, they bring them to you. So what you do is,
them.
I found a trick. You want to know what the trick is?
What do you do?
Okay, you like split one biscuit with like your spouse, so a half a biscuit.
Right.
Then you let him finish
the
rest.
And then you go home.
No.
That's the secret.
Well, then I have like one skewer of shrimp or something like that, which is like 100 and some calories.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But then at the very end of the meal, after he's eaten all the biscuits, I ask for another whole thing of biscuits because then I can keep them for cheat day.
Well, I looked at their menu, and did you know, which I was a little bit surprised, the live Maine lobster with corn on the cob, baby gold potatoes, and a side salad is only 420 calories.
Actually,
and that is a huge meal.
It is a really good meal. Now, the other thing is you could take the baby gold potatoes and not have those and have the other half of your Cheddar Bay biscuit. Then you get a whole biscuit.
It's all about the biscuits, people.
It is. It's all about the biscuits. But no, they have quite a few. I mean, I was very impressed with their menu that showed all the nutritional value. And how low in calories some things like lobster tail were and shrimp and things like that.
Yeah, plus lobster is lean protein, so it's good for you.
Well, I never turned down lobster tail.
I know.
It's like one of my favorites. Another great place, which is Outback Steakhouse. And there's a whole bunch of, there's, I think, four maybe different. I think they're also affiliated with Carrabba's. And I know with Bonefish, the Bonefish family, a lot of people don't eat meat, but a lot of people do eat meat. And to realize that actually steak is very, it's really healthy for you with regard to calories. So you can actually get a 6-ounce filet mignon with a side of asparagus and a house salad for 388 calories. Most people, I think, are under the impression that meat is very high in calories, but it really isn't. It's really good, but...
You don't need the giant steak. 6 ounces is plenty.
I can't even eat 6 ounces. So, and you can take the leftovers home, and it makes... So you're not even getting 400 calories, and you can make like a little slice thing over a salad or something.
Right. Avoid the bloomin' onion, though, if you're going to Outback Steakhouse.
The bloomin' idiot onion.
2,000 calories.
Does that include
more than a day's worth of calories.
Does that include the dipping sauce?
I don't even know if that includes. Probably not.
I had one little leaf once of the bloomin' thing.
One little bloom?
Holy
little
moly. It was.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it's huge.
Delicious.
It's absolutely
huge. Yeah, avoid
huge.
That if you're watching your weight.
But if it's cheat day, again, all these things we talk about, cheat day, you're allowed to have it. Well, Applebee's, I think that's another chain place. Again, where you can get, they call it their pepper crusted sirloin and whole grains for 370 calories. So they say meat is a kind of a staple. They're this particular one, and they do it with the crust of peppercorns, which I love peppercorns. And they do it on a bed of whole grains, along with sautéed spinach, roasted portobellos, and grape tomatoes. And that's all for 370 calories?
Yeah, that's not bad. And that's a nice, low-fat, iron-rich meal. So, yeah, that's great. If you are into Asian cuisine, like my kids like Panda Express, which is good, but you can go. And there are a lot of things you have to watch out for. You always have to watch the sodium. But broccoli, beef, and chicken pot stickers, only 310 calories. So,
and I love pot stickers.
I know.
And so just make sure you use like the low calorie, low sodium soy sauce, right?
Right, right. And P.F. Chang's, another great place. I love going there. Their Buddha's Feast, which is steamed with a half order of rainbow quinoa, is only 410 calories. So that's good. It's loaded with baked tofu, asparagus, shiitake mushrooms, broccoli, and carrots with some soy sauce. So it's a vegetarian meal.
Yeah,
quinoa is a complete protein. I don't know if you knew that, but quinoa is a complete protein.
Now,
so you do not need a meat if you have
quinoa.
I
like that with black beans and corn and a little sauce in
beans it. Beans are also a great protein
source.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm sorry. I'm just not a tofu kind of girl.
It depends on how it's done. I have had it prepared properly. It can be very delicious.
It's kind of like that other thing. It's like that other thing I don't like. What's that other thing I don't like?
The falafel again.
Yeah, right there. That's right up there with tofu.
Only person in the world.
I'm sorry. I can be a vegetarian, but not going that far with all that. No, I couldn't make it. Okay, so Olive Garden. That endless salad and bread.
And breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Yeah, breadsticks will get you. The never-ending breadsticks. They just keep bringing them.
And that salad, you know, it's kind of
literally
like
manna from heaven.
Oh, my goodness. And the key is, you know, if you're going to have, just have one.
Yeah.
Just ask them to bring you one. And I'm like, when I go there, I never get my husband and my daughter. They'll get, with your meal, you get an endless salad, right?
Yeah.
And they get the breadsticks. So you'll love this. This is what I do. I get a cup of minestrone soup. Yes, a cup of minestrone soup, which is probably like 110 calories.
That soup is pretty good. That minestrone is
very good. And then I have like a half of a breadstick, and I have a little bit of that big salad bowl that they're bringing. I'm done.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's probably maybe 250 calories.
That's a good meal.
And that's all I need. But they've got some other things that are really good there.
Yeah, they also have that herb grilled salmon. That with the Parmesan garlic broccoli is only 460 calories.
Well, and I think
I love salmon. I know you don't like salmon, but I love salmon.
I know. I'm very picky today, aren't I?
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, well, thanks. Well, how about Wendy's? Okay, I work for Wendy's International, a corporate office. Okay, that's a little shout out to Wendy's. Woohoo, Dave Thomas. So I am very much a fan of Wendy's, and they are very on top of looking at their nutrition. Mm-hmm. You can go online, and absolutely every product, including salad dressings, are all online with the nutritional values and the calories on them and fat content. Okay, my favorite thing there, okay. Everybody knows I'm a chili girl. I actually used to be a chili tester at Wendy's. Yes, a chili tester.
What a great job that would be.
Oh, it was awesome.
I'd like to be a chocolate tester somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll have to find. Oh, maybe Anthony Thomas would hire you as a chocolate tester. But I'm telling you, their chili best, also very low in calories. Just don't add a lot of the cheeses on top. I don't remember exactly. I think it's maybe like 180 calories for the small bowl of chili. I think so. And their salads, they have great side salads. Key is, don't always get these entree salads. Get the side salad, and you can always add like a strip of chicken on something like that. Even when you're in any restaurant, don't get the big, enormous thing. And then also look at the toppings. If they have croutons, say, nix the croutons. If they have cheese, could I just have that on the side? Salad dressing on the side.
Yeah.
So you can get exactly what you want. You just get them in smaller portions and put on.
Just because it says salad doesn't mean it's healthy. You have to be careful.
We know that.
Yeah. I love Starbucks. I know you do too.
Ditto.
Yeah. So you can get a tall, skinny vanilla latte, 100 calories, which is not bad. If you eat at Starbucks, if you stop in for breakfast, they do have a reduced fat turkey bacon breakfast sandwich.
I heard it's awesome.
Yeah, it's only 230 calories, so that's a great option. Get your tall, skinny vanilla latte for 100 calories, and you're still under 400 calories.
Okay, my favorite, we know, the strawberry refresher. I love it. I get it with lemonade instead of water, and then no strawberries. So I can get that one.
So the strawberry refresher, hold the strawberries. Is that what you're saying?
Strawberry refresher with lemonade, hold the strawberries.
So it's not really a strawberry refresher.
Yes, it is. It truly is. And everybody goes, you want the strawberry refresher, lemonade, no strawberries.
I call BS on you.
Hey, it's 100. I think it's about 110 calories. But I'm very picky about my beverages, and there are some places that just go, what size do you want? Like, you know, my Starbucks and Kroger, and they know exactly what I want. I've gone to a couple of my Starbucks around. They did not make it properly. They added strawberries.
I thought I just
didn't like it.
Heavens.
It was awful. But there's a little bit. If you really want to give yourself a treat. I found this out because I've never had a Frappuccino. I don't drink coffee.
Oh,
and I don't drink coffee. So, well, let me tell you what I found. And it was 280 calories. It was a tall. And it tasted like a vanilla milkshake. It was the vanilla bean cream Frappuccino. Frappuccino. Okay, so it was only 280 calories. But you got to hold the whipped cream
on top.
And, oh, my goodness.
It's delicious, right? Yeah, those are
good. Meal replacement.
Yeah.
Wow, meal replacement.
It's like a smoothie. It's a smoothie.
I don't think it's at all healthy for you, but it was definitely good.
I tell myself.
It was good.
Jimmy John's is another.
Oh, that's that one that delivers like
freaky fast delivery.
Doesn't it deliver before you order?
Yeah, exactly. It's freaky fast. You got to watch there because they got some high calorie options. But if you get a Turkey Tom sub, it's 478 calories. It is delicious. But they, again, have all of, you can check and see what their calorie content is. Check online because some of those are a little high calorie. But their turkey sub is really, really good.
Well, and I think other places like that are like Subway. You can because you get to make it to your
order.
Yeah,
exactly. So you get the smaller one, and you get like a nice lean turkey or something like that.
I mean, there's a lot of those places like the Chipotle.
Hold the mayo.
Piatta is the same kind of concept. You can pick and choose your ingredients.
Right.
So you can pick and choose the healthy things that you want to do. But you know what? Isn't today our cheat day?
I think so. I think we should go get something to eat.
I want to go get a Frappuccino.
Okay. Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high-fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon. Or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no!
Or even...
Oh.
Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.